Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 00 200 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 00 300 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 00 400 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees.
I noticed on the, I can hear the PL a little bit on the Yaesu, on the Cherry Pie, but I have it on a really high, like with the 207 or 203 hertz PL or something, and being higher, that gets through it a little bit more or something. I haven't looked at the scope to see if it's clean and low like it should be.
Yeah, that is a pretty high PL. You don't see that very often. Even there's a couple 150s that are pretty high. See 88.5 a lot, 100 a lot, 123. People like the even numbers.
Yeah, I just put it on a different one so it wouldn't be the same one as the other repeater. So if any noise comes through with the PL on it, you know, it doesn't open the squelch.
Cool. Well, let me see, Eric's down at his girlfriend's house. Shannon just left, so I got house to myself here. So I think I'm going to start packing and stuff. Get rid of some of the, I guess I'll make a trip down to the house today, but I'm just trying to throw stuff in my truck every time I go down there, just so it's less I have to move.
Yeah, that's cool. I took a really old sourdough out of the fridge, like it's been in there a year and a half, maybe 2 years. So I got that on the counter, coming back to life, and it's slow, but it's coming, it's starting to bubble a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool.
I put some of the dry one in a little Ziploc bag, which I'll put in the carrier.
I'm going to feed mine. I haven't done it in a couple days.
Yeah, when you get mine, you have to, like, put it in a glass, put a little bit of water in it. You probably got to take a spoon and, crunch it up a little bit into the water.
I'm liquefied. Highly qualified.
You add flour, some more water.
I doubled with you. I'm highly qualified for that task.
Well, that's from the recent, fresh batch, though, so it should be very active.
We used to keep track of all the different types of flour and all that stuff and different weights and all this stuff, and now I don't even bother weighing it.
Yeah, I'm just using the general purpose flour to wake, to feed it, to grip, get it going. And then when I make actual bread, then I choose a nice bread flour or something.
Yeah, I mean, the bread flour is just a little bit higher in protein. So I guess, here again, it's all about simplifying the whole process and all that kind of stuff. So I just use the same flour I use for bread. And I have my little 50-pound tub of it over in the corner of the kitchen. It's just easier that way.
Yeah, Heather found an old bag of general purpose that we haven't used, and it's at least 2 years old. That's why I was using to feed it. And then I made a loaf of bread with that flour, just just for the fun of it, and it tasted really good. I was surprised. I have no idea how long flour is good for. My general rule is a year or less, throw it away.
Yeah, I'm coming up on like a year and a half on this tub of it. That is the problem with buying so much of it. You need to be fairly active with baking. You can only make so much bread and cookies.
Yeah, and lately I've only been doing it like around Thanksgiving or Christmas, and then it fits.
Yeah, totally. Well, we got the repeater stuff done yesterday. Got it moved, and there's some cleanup items to do. For some reason, we don't have there used to be a bebop sound when somebody would come in on All-Star or come in on the Link radio, and we lost that somewhere between Parker and the Mountaintop, so gotta figure out that one, and we got the audio close. The service monitor doesn't have enough level. I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but the duplex thing, we either have a problem with the connector on ours, or it doesn't have enough level to actually key a repeater with the antenna that's like up a tower. Did you ever have any trouble with that or remember that?
I remember something about it. I know it's a much lower level than the regular gen or whatever. I don't know how much lower. And there's no adjust on it. Or does the adjust affect it, or is it just a set level? I can't remember that. Yeah, I always had it going in through a attenuator key or something back into the, I thought I did it over the air, but I can't remember. I should find the manual for that thing and read the specs or whatever.
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, I think I read it, and you're right. It's a lower level, and it's not adjustable. And it's just, I wish they would have gone up a little bit, because it just can't quite make it up. You know, with a little rubber ducky or whatever, it just can't make it quite up to key a repeater, which is kind of a bummer. So I don't know why they would have done that. So anyway, yeah, I think I'm going to have to figure out some kind of workaround, because I wanted to kind of use that to set all the audio levels. And it's just we got to a point where we just had to get everything set. There's five people standing around, so we had to do it the clunky way. Which was better than nothing, but it wasn't quite as slick as I was hoping.
Yeah. This is a stupid thought. They make those little amplifier modules, LNA modules or whatever. You could probably get one with, BNCs on it or something, and run that off of a little battery. You could stick that on the port. I don't know if there's enough there to... I think they're Class A, so I think it'll drive it. You make it 20 or 30 dB boost out of that or something. You might be able to have a little plug-on module that you put on there, and then now you can hit the repeater.
Yeah, that might be handy to have in the lid of this thing, just for that reason. The other signal generator, of course, made it no problem. But the one that you used for the duplex stuff didn't. So anyway, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, who doesn't have some kind of 12-volt source when you're working on that stuff? So that would be pretty easy. Cool. Okay. Well, I'm gonna get back with my day here. I really have to figure out a strategy on unpacking. Am I gonna try to do this out of plastic boxes or cardboard it up? And I think the kitchen's gonna be the big project, getting it all packed and moved. But I can do that before the house gets painted. So at least I can get that part done. But once I do that, then of course I can't cook anymore. So this thing is turning out to be a little bit of a logistics problem.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, do you remember what the output level was on that port? Like, was that clear in the manual, or is it not really there?
Yeah, no, it was clear. And I think it might be marked on the port, too. And my switch is definitely backwards. That's so funny. I don't know why that happened, but it is definitely backwards. I have the manual right here if you want to look at it.
Yeah, shoot me a copy of that, and I'll file it into the appropriate folder on the server where all that stuff goes.
Yeah, here it is. Of course, in Motorola's way, it's 100 pages. But at least there's information in here, which is very handy. I will, I think it was page 50-something. I'll look right now and see what it says.
Yeah, yeah. I had boxes of printed manuals, all the Motorola radios, and they were like mouse tune on top, or so I threw them all away, like, recently. They were out in the garage.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is that they've done a pretty good job scanning all these things, so hopefully nothing was lost that you can't just go find. Yeah, it doesn't quite, in the manual, but I'm sure it's in the specs, but it doesn't say in them. Manual what the level is, but it is fixed. It's not adjustable at all.
Yeah, okay. NAWV for identification.
W6NAJ.
Well, hey, I'll let you get back to it. I'll get back to work.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll be around. So, email later if you want. Catch you later. NAWV6NIJ.
Yep, take care. Talk to you soon. WU6NIJ. NAWV.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees.
W6NIJ Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Node 2586 disconnected. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 37 degrees.
KC8SWR KB8OIS.
My way up, KC8SWR.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 32 degrees.